it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yeah, Stephen Thorhoe, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, the Mariners are currently playing, which explains why no one called.
Yeah.
Because we are talking to ourselves. So with that in mind, we're going to play amongst ourselves, gentlemen. And today, you have your choice of three categories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Bite me!
Just eat it! Eat it!
You don't have to look at me when you say it, Montgomery.
That seemed very personal.
I did it? Hey, Smith.
Hey, bite me.
So we go to the fine country of Indonesia, where a 16-year-old student there is one of thousands of children that are fallen ill after consuming meals from the MBG program, a school lunch program in Indonesia. Well, the one student initially reported feeling nauseous after finishing her free meal at school. Quote, I didn't puke, but other students did. Now, in West Java alone, where this particular girl lives, more than 1,000 students were recently treated for severe stomach pain, dizziness, and shortness of breath. In another part of Indonesia, dozens of students were poisoned due to expired sauce. In a different part of Indonesia, at least 25 students and teachers were reported poisoned after eating the MBG meals last month. As of this week, 7,830 children across the country have received food poisoning from the MBG program, suffering anything from nausea to vomiting. Many have been hospitalized. Now, the National Nutrition Agency, which oversees the program, they've acknowledged the crisis, which makes sense. Because 7,830 kids have become sick. Anyway, things are not going so well there. They've had problems with pretty much everything being served. So I'll just ask you, what do you think the students have been finding in their rice? The rice specifically. So understand, it's all kinds of different meals. And no matter what they eat, something goes wrong. Like the expired sauce, you name it. So regarding the rice alone, have they been finding maggots? Have they been finding glass shards? Have they been finding mercury, or have they been finding roaches? So maggots, glass, mercury, or roaches?
I think it's too easy of an answer. I think it's the safe answer, but I also think it's the right one. I'm going to go maggots on this one.
Maggots.
Wow.
Ted, I'm going mercury.
Damn it.
What?
We're just picking all of Ted's choices in here.
I mean, you can still pick them.
I know, but I like to be a little bit different, but I'm going to stick with Miles. I don't know why. I don't know how it's in the rice. I just have a real strong feeling. Okay. They got mercury in that rice.
What was in the rice? Maggots, glass shards, mercury, or roaches? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories, bite me on Profile This. We go to Indonesia, where Indonesian students got sick from their school lunch. Many students became ill, blew chunks across the entire country. Something was in the rice, affecting the number 7,830 kids. Yeah, some threw up.
Hey, you guys.
Totally blowing chunks, dude.
I'm chunks. Nice to meet you. Oh, what was in the rice is the question. Maggots, glass shards, mercury, or roaches?
Now, first of all, you gentlemen should know that all four of those options
were to some were capacity.
In, right. Through all of these things, all of them showed up somewhere, but the
I
rice
wondered that.
Was specific. Yeah, that's why I picked those four. Just gave you an idea. So, yes, all of these things were found in school lunches, but the rice specifically, what did they find there? And let's see, Ted and Miles, you guys both went mercury.
Mercury.
It was not mercury. That was found in some other form of the kids' lunch.
Oh, great.
Not the rice. And Mike, you went maggots, because let's face it, it's simple.
Damn it!
No, just glass shards.
Jesus.
Glass shards.
Jesus.
That's horrible.
Right, we're not just poisoning the kids. We're not just giving them contaminated stuff. Right. We're not just giving them expired sauce. Like, oh, and there's also glass in the rice.
I mean, I think good they could puke it up and not cut their stomachs.
Well, it didn't say they didn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Colbert,
Stephen,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len? Tonight.
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams to challenge the writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
According to new research, Americans lost an estimated $15.7 billion to porch pirates in 2024 alone. And sadly, none of them even had a cool nickname like Blackbeard.
V. Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's me. It's just Methy Mike.
Yeah.
Hey! alliteration.
Got it.
Alliteration back to that.
His girlfriend Wanda. Yeah, she's always the runner. Mike's the driver.
Methy Matt.
Wanda.
It's always the chick that runs up. It's always the dude in the car when he watches
that. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, they know how to drive, Miles.
Oh, damn.
Arby's is releasing its new first of a kind steak nuggets that they claim are an easy way to eat steaks with no knife needed or fork optional. Arby's has liberated us from the tyranny of utensils and finally free to eat our meat the way God intended in big saucy hunks with our bare hands hovering over a trash can in the dark.
Colbert.
Colbert.
That's Colbert.
Arby's is releasing their new first-of-its-kind steak nuggets that they claim are an easy-to-eat way to have steaks with no knife needed and fork optional. Arby's has liberated us from the tyranny of utensils. We are finally free to eat our meat as God intended in big saucy hunks with our bare hands hovering over a trash can in the dark.
No excuse not to hit your protein goals now, boys.
There you go.
Steak nuggets.
Well, it's like, you know, jerky bites, but just actual steak.
I like the little, we buy those little nuggets that are like the jerky bag. Like, Arby's, I'm in, dude. Now you can sell them.
Get after it.
Katy Perry, the pop music superstar, was seen kissing former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Ooh.
They were making out openly. Trudeau is seen shirtless wearing jeans, which is an outfit from the RFK Jr. collection. I was wondering how Canada was going to exact their revenge for the tariffs. And there it is. They're taking our women. They're not just taking our women. They're taking our astronauts.
I knew it.
Kimmel.
Katy Perry, the pop music superstar, was spotted smooching the former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. There they are, making oot openly. Trudeau is shirtless, wearing jeans, which is an outfit from the RFK Jr. collection. And man, oh man, what a couple this. I've been wondering how Canada was going to exact their revenge for the tariffs, and this is it. They're taking our women. They're not just taking our women. They're taking our astronauts.
I kissed Trudeau and I liked it.
Does anybody else ever confuse him with who was the actor? Isn't he a Trudeau as well? He was married to. I am just drawing a blank here.
Hang on.
Oh, she was on Friends.
As a regular?
Yes, she's Rachel. What is
married
her real name?
Jennifer Aniston.
Right. Wasn't she dating an actor who's
somebody,
or is his name just spelled close to it?
I think it may have been Trudeau. Was it her?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know you're talking about.
So when I saw this Katy Perry thing, I thought she was kissing that guy.
No.
I didn't realize she was kissing the former prime minister.
Yeah.
Look up Jennifer Aniston and some exes.
All right.
That guy will be in there.
Donald, Adam Duritz.
You guys have been asking, I got Michael J. Fox news for you.
Huge.
He's returning to make his acting return upcoming third season of Shrinking on Apple TV Plus.
Justin Thoreau.
Thank you.
Thoreau.
Like, you can't do, you know, come on, Justin. Separate it a little bit. So basically, Michael J. Fox, after about 2020, was like, I just, with my Parkinson, there's too much going on. I'm not acting.
Right.
Then he found out Harrison Ford's character on that show has Parkinson's disease. So he called the creator and said, can I have a role? And I like this. I said, you do a show about Parkinson? You didn't call me? It's the first time ever I get to show up on set. I don't have to worry about, am I too tired or coughing or anything? I can just do it.
That's a good point.
It's amazing acting.
I mean, it's a strong point. He's already an actor. He does have Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And it would be, not, you know what I mean? It's like, if he's worried about he can't act because he doesn't want to have his, I don't know.
Whatever the symptoms are of the show.
Right, yeah. On this one, he's like, dude, I can just be me.
Makes it easy.
All right, Michael J. Fox update number two. A little dark, but you get it. He says he knows how he wants to die.
Cool.
In a room full of hookers and blow.
Damn right.
Yeah. Listening to Bon Jovi.
He's just sitting there with a straw.
Now, Michael J. Fox was only 29 years old when he got the diagnosis with Parkinson. He's 64 now. And basically, he just said in a recent interview, he's like, there are not many people who have had Parkinson for 35 years. I'd like to just wake up one day. That'd be really cool. I don't want to be dramatic. And I like this. He's just being honest. He goes, I don't want to trip over a piece of furniture and smash my head in.
No. Right. He just says he doesn't want to wake up. He's like, get on with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's fair. The guy's had it for 35 years.
I feel like that's how everybody really kind of wants to go. It's just, I want to go to bed one night and then just not get up
and
the next morning.
That's not one that ever gets better.
No.
I mean, you might have better days.
Sure.
But I mean, overall, just keeps getting worse.
Right.
I don't know, man. I still think I want to get attacked by a bear or something.
I don't.
Have at it, Ted. You know what? Yeah. Knock yourself out, buddy.
It's just, yeah.
For the fight.
It's just a good story. Instead of being like,
you don't get to tell the story.
Well, you guys tell it.
But we could lie.
Yeah.
Ted died in his sleep.
Until they find your body, there's no story to tell.
Yeah. Ted was mauled by a bear to death. Boy, he screamed like a bitch.
If they pick you clean, you know.
Oh.
Well, then the birds come, then the maggots. I gotta find your teeth.
Michael J. Fox has a disease. He's in his 60s. I think you gotta reach a certain threshold before you just pass away in your sleep.
Well, sure.
That's, I don't know.
Yeah, but if you just die in your sleep, like tomorrow, then it's a mystery. Then you start, was he on drugs? Well, I don't know. We gotta test him. Everyone's gonna wait. What happened? Foul play? We don't know. Bear, like Mike said, all I remember is Ted screaming.
That's right.
God.
You know what I want to do? I want to seize up on air one day. Right in the middle of my news segment, I just want to, and I just go out, and then you guys get to not swear as I'm sitting here just drooling on the ground.
Thanks, Mike. I'll run the board.
That's right.
You go out, cool.
Gotta click out of there. The last thing that the listeners hear of me is, somebody call an ambulance!
We're on there, dude. We're busy.
Who's on the board? play music.
You guys coming in tomorrow? Like, yeah, man, Mike died.
And then it goes into Nine Inch Nails. I hurt myself today.
All right. This list is kind of, it says five celebrities who ruined their reputation beyond repair in 2025. In this day and age, I can tell you one thing. I don't think anybody gets ruined beyond prepare. Repair.
No, basically, take your lumps, disappear for a couple of years, come back, and everyone's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like being a college football coach. We got a $50 million buyout, right? Like, cool.
I'll take it.
Or sometimes people run down these lists of people and stuff. It's like I've said it for years on the podcast, got a brand new episode out. Like, what was it, a few years ago, we were like, they're canceling Joe Rogan. It's like, he got $400 million from Spotify.
I think he's fine.
Like, right, like, if you're going to cancel me and be like, go away for $40 million, cancel me tomorrow.
Right.
Never see me again.
Goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, on that episode of the podcast, we have a very good debate going right now about hot dogs.
Okay.
Take cash or $1,000 hot dog. I'm eating hot dogs. All right, so first they put Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. They said their takeover of Venice for their birthday.
Wedding.
What did I say?
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, their wedding. Wasn't received well by the locals. Came off to the rest of the world as grotesque and excessive.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He's also
one of the richest people in the world.
So what does he have to come back from? You're going to stop ordering from Amazon?
Right.
Stop reading all the papers he owns? I mean, what are you going to do?
Par for the course for Jeff Bezos, too. Like, nobody.
I don't think anyone likes him. It doesn't matter.
Right. He doesn't care. He's laughing to the bank.
They said Jeff's also been falling out of favor for editorial shifts at the Washington Post and his vanity trips to space. Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. I have had this argument with people before that about like Amazon, this and that. It's like, well, they still do your taxpayer roads, right? To deliver stuff for this and that. But also, like, there's only so many billionaires. So, like, I don't know. You don't have to like him or hate him, but like, you ain't going to be him.
It is vanity trips to space. Act like you wouldn't go to space frequently if you could.
And all right, also, next on the list, they add Katy Perry.
Yeah, she sucks.
They say, and I agree with this. Look, a lot of people took those trips on Blue Origin.
I would.
She somehow found herself the main target of criticism over the flight, especially the way she used it to shout out her daughter and announce the set list for her upcoming tour. Shouting out your own kid from space, fair. Announcing your set list,
little strange.
Yeah.
She just came off as somebody who was just a lot more important than she actually was coming down from space.
To be fair, I have always felt that way about her. I've just never liked her. I think her music's terrible, which doesn't matter, but just as a human being, she doesn't seem bad. I just find her very annoying based on who I am. So her going into space, I'm like, she acted exactly the way I would think.
And what do we also know Katy Perry from?
Handful of things. American Idol.
But what does Katy Perry do?
Sing.
Right. She hasn't made a good record in a while. That's the other thing, too. Like they're saying, like, she's been in a free fall. Like, nobody buys her stuff. They're commercial and critical failures. So that's the other thing, too, with some of these people, you get so popular. You know what I mean? I think actors have a little bit easier because they'll go act. But sometimes with musicians and stuff, it's like, well, hey, your main job is a pop star. You got to put out pop songs people like to stay popular.
Yeah. Sure. You know?
I like this one. I agree with. And I look, Blake Lively. They say no matter what the outcome is, this legal battle in their movie, It Ends With Us. It seems like it's kind of already ruined a little bit of her career. Mm-hmm. People are saying that's why Taylor Swift doesn't hang out with her. Look, I don't know anything about it. I'm just sick of hearing about it.
That's all it is. I don't know anything about her, and I don't even read the stories because I do not care. It's your personal crap, but it's like every headline feed that I read. Like, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, and I think
when you're done, let us know.
And it's some of the stuff that leaked out obviously doesn't look awesome. Trying to get, like, your other famous friends to be like, we got to do this or we got to do that. Like, hey, man, that's your thing.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'll write a letter of recommendation or something, but that's about it.
And it was kind of the one thing that hurt Ryan Reynolds, too. You know, he was universally beloved, and then all of a sudden his wife comes out, like, with all this, and he just kind of got a little bit of the collateral with it.
But I still think he's fine.
He should be fine.
Because the way he presents himself, you still just kind of like him when you see him.
I just don't buy his shtick. And look, it doesn't matter. Like, and he does a bunch of awesome stuff, does movies, but, like, I don't know. He's always so outgoing and so nice and kind. I feel like he's like an Ellen.
You fraud.
Yeah, I think he's got a tyrant backstage. Again, just my theory.
It could be, but if you got a public job, then he's doing it right. Be decent publicly, right? I mean, that's the gig.
It's what we all do. We actually are terrible.
I hate people.
Yeah.
I know. I beat kittens.
Carrie Underwood, I don't think this ruined her career. Basically, she performed at Trump's inauguration. They say it could have cost her half her fan base.
She does country.
Right. Fairly
half
safe.
Half a fan base. Are you kidding me?
Fairly safe bet there.
Yeah, I think she's fine.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of like brings me to my next story, right? Now there's a petition to get George Strait to play the Super Bowl instead of Bad Bunny. I will go blue in the face saying this. I don't care which side of the political or whatever you're on. You don't have to watch the halftime show.
No.
Again, I like rap music. I thought Kendrick Lamar, I was like,
it was all right.
They picked him because he was like the hottest thing out there, but he played a lot of older tracks. So, like, it's not for everybody. Like, I don't care. Like, even musical acts I like, but it's the Super Bowl. It's halftime.
Right.
I'm usually refreshing a snack, maybe getting a little beverage or something, maybe talking to the old, maybe having one of them left-handed cigarettes.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I always say the same thing. It's like, how long are you going to keep these guys in the locker room? Because it just seems longer than the normal halftime.
Yeah.
It's like, do you realize these guys are getting cold? I mean, her muscles are cramping up. Like, more than that, just like speed this crap up.
Well, and let's stop acting like this is the first Super Bowl halftime show that people don't like. Every year when they announce who the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be, the comments are littered with, well, now I know what I'm not going to watch. Like, okay.
And you will.
You already know. Right.
So, and also, shut up. Direct your anger at the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's ridiculous. You got to have halftime shows at championship games or like.
As a football fan, I don't give a rat's ass what happens at halftime. I like football. Yeah. I'm glad that people care this much about entertainment, but it's irrelevant to what the actual event is.
The Grambling Marching Band.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
Mm-hmm. They'd still find a reason.
That's football halftime entertainment.
I was at that Hussey game. They had the band on the field and a drone show. First ever.
Cool.
It was awesome. Right. I like watching the band.
Me too.
I sound like an old man, but it's kind of cool.
No, it's very cool.
And Miles is right. You go to one of those HBCUs and see those bands.
Dude, yeah. Do a drumline, man.
Yeah. Just have trot them out there. If you could hear my voice, the Mariners are on.
Oh. Yeah. Echo. Echo. Take it, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Family's camera catches their cat putting a dead mouse into a pot of chicken noodle soup. We head to New Jersey, where a family dog closes the head of his master and woman in her coop.
Yeah.
Teacher's fired after sharing story about a dildo with a suction cup. A hand-drawn license plate is no way to clear your driving record up. And a kitten is rescued from a storm drain by a remote-controlled car. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to California, where the drivers are creative. Highway Patrol spotted a car with something off about their license plate and conducted a stop. Their suspicions were correct after the stop was made. The license plate was indeed fake. But not only was it fake, it was hand-drawn.
In cursive.
They interviewed the driver.
In cursive.
Essentially in italics.
Well, yeah, isn't the California portion of the license plate?
Well, it says California.
The numbers were slanted.
Right.
Oh, no, that's like right.
This. Right. That's the tip-off.
Yes.
They ended up, interviewed the driver and ended up giving him a little credit for creativity. Lucky for him, he wasn't attempting to get away with anything nefarious. He merely lost his original plates and were using these as temps until they were replaced.
Okay, all right.
Officers then took the moment as an opportunity to inform drivers that only state-issued plates and temps should be posted on your vehicles. But here's my question. I'm ready to give the guy a pass. How do you lose the original plates?
I do not know.
They could be stolen.
Yeah, they could have been stolen.
Okay. You know what? Fair. That's a fair call. Okay.
I mean,
have called the cops so that at least when they run your plate, like the numbers match and go, look, either this is the guy that stole the plates or this is the guy who had the plates.
When they stole my scooter and I went to pick it up, the one thing that wasn't there was my license plate.
Oh, no.
So they informed me, listen, there might be a follow-up call based on something else that happens with your license plate.
Gotcha.
Just know that.
Cool.
You switch the plate so you can drive a stolen car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or in my case, a scooter.
Right. In other news, a teacher in the UK lost her job for inappropriate lesson. Thank you, Miles.
Oh, Lord.
According to student witnesses, in the middle of a lesson on literature, the teacher took that as a moment to spin a tale of a young man that that was sent to the hospital after having some alone time in the bathroom.
Do you think this story is real?
No.
There's no way.
No.
Okay.
For about 25 minutes, she talked about how the lad took a phallic object with a suction cup and attached it to the bathroom door. Another part of the story is he cranked music while he was in there, so he couldn't hear that his grandmother got home.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When he went to use the object, the story goes that grandma had come home and burst through the bathroom door, causing physical trauma and bleeding that sent him to the hospital. The irony is lost on nobody that this side came in the middle of a lesson about Oliver Twist author Charles Dickens.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look. Have you ever tried to put a suction cup on a wooden door? Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You need a metal door or a glass door. That's why we know this is a bunch of
crap. Sort of porcelain or plastic or...
Why would you even think this is a plausible story to tell
anybody? The grooves on there shouldn't work.
It doesn't matter if the story is true or not. Why would you share this as a teacher?
Because of Charles Dickens.
With the students, right?
Yeah.
Damn it, Miles. You know what, guys? Speaking of which, you heard this story about this guy?
Chuck Dickens?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Let me tell you about this lad. He went in the bathroom, right?
Put a suction cup on dildo.
And his grandmom got home and bam!
So practically, where do you use that suction cup? Is it shower?
The shower is
from what
I understand.
You've been told.
So I've heard.
I'm just trying to think that through. Where would you use it?
There? Nice clean place
glass
to go.
Coffee table?
I mean... Yeah. To New Jersey, where a lawsuit has been filed. The story goes that a woman was hiking with a Volvo employee. When they got back to the parking lot, the lawsuit claimed that the woman was standing under the open lift gate on the back of the car, when the employee's dog ran under the rear bumper. Now, something to know about this Volvo, it's got that motion-activated close-the-rear-door sensor underneath.
All right.
So when the dog ran under there, it activated that motion-activated sensor to close the door, bringing it down on the woman's head. She claims that this left her with traumatic brain injury and ailments that may never fully heal, including issues with her vision. She went and saw a doctor that was like, she suffered injuries that may never fully heal.
Does the Volvo snap shut like a mousetrap? What the hell?
Was it a test drive?
No.
Why is it important to note that she was with a Volvo employee?
Because then she sued the company because it was a company car.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, how fast does this thing close?
The money's not coming from the dog.
Right.
You gotta find somebody.
Was it a Volvo that killed the other lady? The automatic window?
Oh, the window. Do you guys know the C60? The C60 SUV?
Yeah.
The C90? Basically, the dog just triggered the button to close the door.
No, but I'm saying, how quick does that thing close?
And I was
I
thought it had a sensor to kind of tell, and it goes back up.
I don't know. I'm just saying, we have an automatic close on our car. It closes slowly.
That was a Fiat.
All right.
Oh.
A French Fiat.
Oh.
The French are making Fiats now?
It was in France.
Oh, Jesus.
Peugeot
was enough.
To California, where the animals double as chefs. A local SPCA social media account recently shared a photo on social media of a humorous yet disgusting moment that a foster cat attempted to help with dinner. While the foster mom was distracted feeding the dogs, the cat was caught on the house camera jumping up onto the counter near the stove with a bubbling pot of deliciousness cooking inside of it, and decided to add her own ingredient, a dead mouse that she dropped into the pot.
See, I think you got a really smart cat.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Here, you need this.
I want it cooked.
Damn right. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To New York, where a rescue operation is taking place. Earlier this week, someone noticed a cat trapped between two storm drains and called authorities.
Is that the same cat that dropped a mouse in dinner?
Yeah, right. Get out! Unfortunately, the drains were too narrow for the rescue to crawl in themselves, so they had to get creative. That's when they deployed a remote-controlled car into the drain to gently nudge the kitten from one side to the other, where they were able to fish up the feline up and out.
Huh. All right, that's thinking.
That's thinking. That's a good thing right there. So, good job. Good on you. Men's Room Sports, what are you going to watch tonight?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Preseason
hoops. No idea.
Preseason hoops on ESPN and NBA Network. College football on ESPN2 and CBS Sports. Hockey on TNT, but let's be honest, it's game 3. You're over on FS1. The Mariners need 2 more wins to punch their ticket. Finish it up, boys. Let's go. As far as your weather, mostly clear with a low of 41 tonight. Partially cloudy with a high of 59 tomorrow. That is it for headlines with that. Go M's. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow for the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the game known as Big Dummy. The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.